Wisconsin, start your grills. We're visiting today with Jeff Sindelar, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. What kind of things should people do to get their grill ready for the season?
I would recommend spending a few minutes just to make sure that everything is in good working order, and then go ahead and spend a few minutes and clean that grill. Clean those grates, clean the cooking surfaces, clean the non-cooking surfaces, and then that way it'll be ready to go and it'll be clean for the whole summer grilling season.
Do you have any tips for cooking on the grill?
Make sure that you select the right temperature for grilling. If you are cooking a sausage, like a bratwurst, you want that grill to be fairly hot, but not too hot, because you don't want the casing to burst open and lose all of those flavorful juices during the grilling process. If you're grilling steaks, you might want to increase the temperature a little bit more, say around the 375 or 400 degrees, to get a little bit of a sear on the outside of those cuts. And if you're doing more of a slow cooking procedure with your grill, you might want to turn that grill down a little bit lower, maybe the 250 or 275 degrees, and that way you can slowly cook without drying out that food on that grill.
What about thermometers? You mentioned temperature here.
Thermometers, they are absolutely critical, and I recommend that everyone invest in a good thermometer. For around $20, you can invest in a thermometer that will last you many years, and that will help make sure that you are cooking the meat products to the right temperature. This is important for two reasons. One is food safety, and so we want to cook sausages or ground meats, including hamburgers, to an internal temperature of at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit. In some cases, we want to cook to the right temperature for quality. If we're cooking beefsteaks or pork chops or even poultry, we don't want to overcook that product so that it doesn't become dry, tough, and chewy. So generally, we might cook that product to an internal temperature of about 135 or 140 degrees. If we want more, something closer to a medium, we might cook that to around 145 or 150. If we want a product that's well done, we'll cook that all the way up to around 160 or 165 degrees.
Jeff, can you speculate a little bit about the economic value of grilling and meat processing in the state?
The meat industry is nearly a $6 billion economic component of the state. In Wisconsin, we have a very large, robust, and historic meat industry. There are nearly 500 meat processing plants in the state that include very large to very small plants.
We've been visiting with Jeff Sindelar, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.